Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson. The Gospel according to Luke tells us that Mary brought forth her firstborn, and she wrapped him in swaddling clothes.
Upon the altar, I know my God.
You know, in the Gospel according to Luke chapter 2, as I quoted at the beginning of the devotional, that Mary brought forth her firstborn son and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Now, she wrapped her son, firstborn son, in swaddling clothes. Remember where she was? In a barn, in a stable. This is not the place that a mother would choose to give birth to her child. Now, of course, when a child is due to be born, it doesn't say, can you tell me where you are so I can decide? No, the scriptures say when the time was come that her days were accomplished. Well, she had no room because the populace had come for being taxed. And so she had to give birth to our Lord in a barn. And the conditions, probably cold, windy, a place isolated, and there was not the regular crowd of the midwives to help bring the child into the world or to greet the child on his entry into the world. There she was alone. And then the scriptures tell us that she wrapped him in swaddling clothes, the kind of clothes that he would be wrapped in when he was taken down from the cross and placed in the tomb. Now, what could give this kind of grace to handle this situation? She was doing the bidding of the Lord. Remember what she said in verse 38 of chapter 1, "Be it unto me according to thy word." She said in the first part of the verse, "Behold thy handmaid of the Lord." She was saying, "Lord, I am thy servant. And Lord, whatever path on which you place me, and Lord, whatever is ahead on that path, I am your servant, Lord." Just think of our Savior loving us as he did. But I want you to think a bit about how it was with Mary. She rejoiced in God, her Savior. See, she was one who was in need of a Savior. She was one who had the same kind of sinful nature, human nature, as we did. She looked to Christ for redemption from sin. She was trusting him. But she did not have the conditions that would warrant those of a king. Now, she was delivering the Christ child, as the scriptures tell us in Luke chapter 1. And yet the Lord permitted this to be the situation. You know, there are so many lessons for that and many words of encouragement for you and me as we go through this life encountering trials and thinking, "But Lord, I am your servant." Yes, we are his servants. And indeed, he's got a plan. It's on schedule. His grace is sufficient, for our God is near, and our God has called us to serve him. Join us again for Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson.